Oh, it wasn't a big deal for me. Obviously, you know, still running the same defense. You're just with a different group of people out there. You know, it was nice being out there and, you know, being able to communicate with them and just, you know, be a part of it. So I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, I felt like I had a good day and I'm going to look to improve on it. And, you know, hopefully I can continue to do so.
How do you feel things have gone for you as a whole so far? I know it's just a handful of practices, but it's the start. How have things gone for you?
I think they've been going well, especially within this defense. You know, you hear, you know, a lot of guys jump into, you know, the framework of the defense on other teams right away. And with this, it's very complicated. So you have to make sure you know what you're doing and stay on top of it. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I go home each and every night, and, you know, my family will test for it, you know, hardly ever call home because I'm in that book studying because, you know, I want to make a name for myself. So it's definitely tough, but, you know, I'm trying to get it done.
Is it about what you expected so far?
Absolutely. You know, hard work, physical practices, and just long hours. So everything you can expect.
Well, you mentioned you don't call your family. Would you call them tonight and say, hey, I just learned the starters here?
It's day three camp, so it really doesn't mean much. But, I know we're going to be switching back and forth. They're just trying to get some new looks here and there. And, you know, obviously the best person's going to play. So, you know, they're just going to just put the best player out there, like I just said.
Do you feel you've closed that kind of competition gap since you missed a lot of time with a hamstring early and, you know, they're giving this shot 3 days in?
Well, like I said, it's day three, so it's a little early to, you know, say exactly what the coaches are thinking. You never know what they're thinking. But, you know, obviously they brought me here for a reason, and that's to, you know, come here and contribute. So they want to see what I can bring to the table. And, you know, if I can't get it done, then Jeremy will get it done and vice versa. So it's a good competition. It brings the best out of both of us.
How does Jeremy make you better?
Because he's a great player. You know, I wasn't handed anything when I got in here, nor should I have been. So, you know, he's out there competing each and every day, and, you know, we're best of friends. So, you know, I'm having a great time.
Playing the one-on-ones, it seems like you definitely made your presence felt. Is it something you enjoy doing, the pass rush drills?
Who doesn't like rushing the passer? You know, it's real fun. It's something that I got to, you know, do a lot at SC. And, you know, obviously it's something that I like to continue on, and, you know, I'm going to have to get better because a lot of things don't work here with a better lineman. But, you know, I'm working with Coach Kevin Green and, you know, looking at the older players and trying to improve my game.
Do you feel the pressure of being a first-round pick and everybody expecting you to start and get out there? I mean, do you feel it every when you're out there?
There's definitely pressure to, you know, live up to everybody's expectations. But, you know, I set my own expectations. And I think with every great player, they have their own expectations for themselves. And those are greater than any other, you know, what any other person puts on them. So, you know, I want to, you know, come out here, make a name for myself and contribute as early as possible and, you know, make some plays. So it's nothing greater than what I put on myself. And I expect to be the greatest. So I got some lofty goals.
Is Kevin Green the most intense coach you've ever played for?
I've had some great coaches within my time. And, you know, high school with my father at USC, it was Ken Norton Jr., and here is Kevin Green. So I've had a pretty great group of coaches, but he's definitely the most intense, and he really brings out the best in you. So it's definitely enjoyable, and, you know, I think I'll really progress as a player being underneath him.
It's almost like he wants to go ahead and put some pads on and go out there and start banging heads with you guys.
Well, I think that's why he needed to come back and get, you know, he couldn't play anymore, but he can definitely coach, so that's why he's coming back, just because he missed the game so much. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't continue to coach or be somewhat affiliated with the game for the rest of his life.
After a few hours in the heat with him constantly yelling at you, does it get to you at all?
You know, it's just one of those things you got to learn to deal with. And he's just trying to make us the best player that we are. And, he, you know, the good thing about him is he's not a coach that's going to, you know, cuss you out. He's not going to degrade you. He's going to talk to you like a man and tell you what you need to improve on. You know, he'll be tough on you at times, but at the same time, he'll pat you on the back when you do the right thing.
Are you better, do you think, at...
Yeah, one versus the other. No, I think, you know, like I was just saying earlier, I love rushing the pass. I think everybody does because it's an opportunity to make a big play, but at the same time, you know, dropping into coverage is fun too. And, you know, I enjoy both of those. And, you know, whatever they ask of me, I'm just going to go out there and perform the best of my abilities.
You didn't drop that much at SC, though, did you?
I did, as a matter of fact, because, yeah, I did, just because obviously I was a linebacker playing with DN, so on a lot of the, you know, a lot of the rush plays, I was actually dropping into coverage about 75% of the time, which is contrast to what everyone's been saying. But no, I definitely have dropped into a lot of coverage.
It was kind of tough for us to see at times because we're playing that means that might say you spent a lot of time with the ones in nickel, you spent a lot of time with the ones in base as well.
Yeah, the good thing about the outside linebackers within this 3-4 defense is they transition over to be the ends and the nickel and dime defense. So, you know, we don't come out, we stay in.
Did they tell you, I mean,
alternate days with you and Jeremy, or are you going to be in there for a while? Did they say anything?
No, they didn't say much. They just said, you know, they're going to give me the opportunity today to, you know, show what I have. And, you know, like I said, they brought me in here for a reason. That's to, you know, show what I got. So, you know, we'll, it's, like I said, it's a good competition, and we'll go back and forth.
They just told you that last night or this morning?
Today. Yeah, and it's only day three, so, it, you know, we're obviously, we got a long season ahead of us, so it's just good, you know, fall camp competition.
It is only day three, but your fellow first-round draft pick, BJ, he's still not here. How much do you think he's missing by not being here?
You know, he's definitely missing a few things, but, you know, BJ, obviously when he came in here in OTAs, he did a, you know, a fantastic job of picking up the defense and jumping in with the one. So, you know, I don't think it'll be a problem when he comes back. He'll definitely have a day or two of, you know, getting, you know, back into the groove of things with pads on and the defense. But, you know, at the same time, he's a terrific player, and I've been, you know, associated with him for, you know, a little over 8 months now, back when I was training with him, you know, pre-combine. So, you know, he's a great player, and, you know, I'm sure when he gets here, we'll definitely benefit from him.
Did you talk to him today?
No, I have not talked to him today.
If you would miss these first 3 days, do you think that you'd be behind the eight ball, so to speak, though?
For me personally, yeah. I mean, I got a great player, you know, Jeremy Thompson, who's, you know, right there. So definitely I'd be behind the eight ball. But as far as learning, that's, you know, it's ultimately up to you and, you know, getting in that playbook.